All right, continuing the conversation now, keeping one eye on that event in Baltimore where the bridge has collapsed. Rescue efforts underway there today with that breaking news. You know, infrastructure, when it breaks, can be devastating to a region, which is why I find it disconcerting that my own state government is trying to inflict damage on infrastructure here, that being Line 5 that connects our state together with energy and communications and everything else, with a plan for the future from Enbridge. Joining me now is Ryan Duffy from the Enbridge communication team. He has become a regular contributor here over the last many years because of so much going on with Enbridge and the state of Michigan trying to shut down Line 5, even though it's a terrible idea. Ryan, good to have you back.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Everything's good with Line 5, I assume, as it always is. You guys inspect it all the time. For anybody who wouldn't know, it's the energy pipeline that runs under the Straits of Mackinac, and your company, Enbridge, has proposed a tunnel project to replace that 100 feet beneath the Straits of Mackinac to allow for energy and communications and everything else, all at your expense, and yet the state, they still come after you, Ryan. I've never understood it. What's the latest?
Well, so the tunnel project is moving forward, and our team is dedicated to it, working on it every day, advancing the project. But like you said, it's kind of been a slow road lately. And, you know, what's interesting is, Steve, I mean, you've been following this, but the legislature approved the tunnel project moving forward in 2018. So really where we are now, we're at the point where if permitting would have been timely from the beginning, we'd probably have been finishing construction later this year. So, you know, that's an unfortunate piece, but we do have approvals from the Michigan Public Service Commission. We got that in December. And so that's important because now we have all the state permits that we need and we're ready to begin work and get going. The only thing standing in the way now is that permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. That's taking longer than anyone would like, of course. It's a 4.5-mile project, no construction at all in the water. But we'll be ready to go when the Army Corps completes its work. You know, as I said, we're working hard on it. We have survey work going on at the Straits. We're selecting a construction contractor. We plan to build that tunnel safely. Safety is going to guide us every step of the way in that process. We know the majority of people in the state support the tunnel project.
They do.
The time it takes for us to build it, we'll have all those safety measures out there in the Straits.
Yeah, it seems the people that oppose you continue to be the same people. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Dana Nessel, the Attorney General. In fact, you were back in court for another round of issues just last week, my understanding. What are we in court for now? Like you said, you've got approval from the Public Service Commission. You've gotten approval from several different places. I know we're waiting on the Army Corps. We'll get to that. But what's going on in court now?
Well, so there have been a couple ongoing court cases on Line 5 as it is in the Straits right now. So this was oral arguments in the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals in Cincinnati. A panel of three judges heard the arguments. They had a lot of questions, of course, for both sides. And these cases can be confusing because not a lot of people are following them too closely. But so this is the case the Attorney General filed in 2019 in state court to try to shut down Line 5 at the Straits. We asked the case be moved to federal court. A federal judge agreed with us back in 2022 that it should be heard in federal court. So the AG is appealing now, wants it back in state court. We're confident that ultimately the Sixth Circuit will agree with the lower court's decisions from August 2022, that this dispute, which has turned into somewhat of a U.S. foreign policy controversy, properly does belong in federal court. And yeah. The judge said it's a matter of fairness, consistency. We agree with that.
Yeah. And you point out the international or whatever issue, because there's a treaty, I believe, from 1977 with Canada saying you can't shut down energy pipelines. We can't do it to them. They can't do it to us. So the state of Michigan doesn't have jurisdiction over a treaty with the nation of Canada. I wouldn't believe anyway. And I believe you agree with that.
Well, right. That's a big part of it. It's clearly an international issue at this point. The pipeline supplies multiple states, goes into Canada. Canada has invoked that 1977 transit pipeline treaty, which is in place just for cases like this. So you don't have one state or a group of states, you know, cutting off Canada from receiving that energy that it needs. So that's being negotiated at high levels right now and discussed. So that's right. You know, that we're saying this needs to be decided in federal court where all those issues can be considered.
Now, I'm going to be an optimist here, Ryan. Ryan Duffy from Enbridge with me here today. I believe that you're going to prevail in these court cases and these different things and, you know, the Public Service Commission coming down on your side, which to me leaves that one piece out there, which is the environmental impact study by the Army Corps of Engineers that has still not slated to be completed until 2026. It has to be a bit frustrating for you and the powers that be at Enbridge to see, listen, guys, we've gotten through everything here, and they're just slow walking that. I don't know why, but where are we on that? What's the latest?
Well, right. That's the last and final piece that we need. And, you know, the impact statement's looking at what impacts there would be from construction. And we believe they'd be very minimal because, as I mentioned, all the construction is 60 to 250 feet below the lake bed. You know, hardly any construction at all on land on both sides of the straits, no construction at all actually in the water. So we designed the tunnel to really have minimal environmental impacts. It's only 4.5 miles long. So, you know, this is a process that we think could go faster, but in the meantime, we're doing all we can do to speed it along. The Army Corps sends us questions it has. We get back to them right away. And so we're looking for ways where we can speed it up. But yeah, that really is the last piece. And right now the schedule is saying possibly 2026. I mean, like I said, it's been quite a while here already. And
it's been a ride.
We could have been done. That's the thing that's a little bit frustrating.
You and I have been talking for years now because it's been ongoing for a number of years. I guess the good news is, shipping season starting a bit early this year. Was not a lot of ice in the Great Lakes this year. The Sioux locks are back open. It's shipping season, which means you'll be monitoring to make sure no ships make a mistake anywhere near your pipeline to keep everybody safe and protect the Great Lakes. That's where we are right now on the calendar, right?
Well, that's right. That's when the Straits gets busy. Our people are there, are ready to go with our Enbridge Straits Maritime Operations Center. They're watching all that ship traffic, and each year you have like 4,500 vessels come through the Sioux locks after the opening, which was last week. So yeah, we have those systems in place, our 7 cameras, and we make contact with every ship captain coming through to ask if their anchors are up and stowed. So ultimately the best solution is going to be the tunnel, because that eliminates the chance you're ever going to have any kind of ship anchor contacting the pipeline. But in the meantime, we have our safety measures in place, and they do work, and those are going to be there as the tunnel is being built.
There you go. Well, I appreciate the update, Ryan, because we have to stop in from time to time, see what's going on, little changes here and there. Ryan Duffy from Enbridge. I always appreciate talking to you, Ryan. Thank you for stopping in.
All right. Anytime. Thanks, Steve.
There you have it. Ryan Duffy, everybody, from Enbridge. Look, this is going to happen. It's a brilliant idea. The tunnel is brilliant. And it's given to the state of Michigan, built by Michigan workers, paid for by Enbridge, gifted to the state of Michigan, if you will, not just for energy, but communication lines. And it'll be there for a long time to make sure that the Great Lakes are protected. I don't know why anybody would fight that. Anyhow, an update on the Donald Trump situation and the problem in Baltimore after the break.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9440.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
As the weather gets colder, It's a good idea to layer up with scarves, hats, and mittens. Another layer of protection this season is to get your flu and COVID-19 vaccines. You can get both vaccines at the same time. Talk to your healthcare provider or learn more at michigan.gov/COVID-flu-RSV and layer up for some added peace of mind. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Have we gotten to the point where at some high school game that an official has finally had enough from coaches, players, and adults, pulls off the whistle, and offers it to you? Let's hope not. There's no way you could do a better job. It's on everyone to promote good sportsmanship. So before you blurt something out about that next close call, consider this. Without the officials, nobody wins. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.